Our show, Life Choices. Today in the studio is careers advisor Cara Williams. Thanks for joining us, Cara. Let's begin with a listener's question. Sonia asks, how can I get involved with charity work?
Well, Sonia, there are many different options. Employers will expect suitable qualifications, lots of work experience, and a real passion for charity work. A degree in subjects like community studies can increase your chances. Work experience, creating a community group or student society, and organising activities will impress employers.
Great. Another question here, this time from John. What can I expect from my magazine journalism training?
Most apprentices with big publishing companies receive planned training in specific skills like reporting, writing, and interviewing.
Interesting. Another listener, Mary, is unsure what she wants to do. She says, I'm great at organising and I enjoy working with big groups of people.
Well, Mary, have you ever thought about event management? It's a difficult career, but very rewarding. The position involves working as part of a team. You must be able to show a wide variety of abilities, including clear communication, excellent organisational skills, and attention to detail.
Sounds good. Hannah writes in with, I'd like to be a chemist. Do I need a degree to apply for this job?
Being a chemist is an interesting career. You will usually need a degree in chemistry or biochemistry. Many employers will want you to study for a further higher degree too.
Okay. And our last question today is from Nick. He asks, what qualifications do I need to become an IT teacher?
Hi, Nick. You should definitely have an interest in IT. You will need a university qualification in secondary education before doing teacher training. You will mix study with at least 18 weeks of teaching practice.
Thank you for your time today, Cara.